So what were some of the things that kind of stood out to you today in this back and forth conversation?
Right. It was a great time. I so appreciated hearing from everybody. It's so important. You know, my husband and I are involved in ag, but we're not experts in every aspect of ag. We raise cattle, not hogs. And we had someone here that raised hogs. And but I would say overall, people are concerned about the trade policy and the need to get better prices for our crops. They're curious how the election's going to impact ag policy going forward. They're concerned about where the farm bill is, which, you know, I'm proud to say that we passed it out of the House Ag Committee earlier in the year, and it's just kind of sitting flat waiting on the Senate to do something, anything to talk about it. We don't hear anything. People are concerned about the tax policy, you know, expiring, and you know what that's going to mean in light of producers, and then in particular estate planning.
You mentioned farm bill. I think one of the issues, one of the recent stories I heard today between House and Senate, is this debate over, you know, funding for SNAP between the Senate version and the House version. Can you speak to kind of, you know, where you're at on that position? That seems to be the item of the farm bill that's getting much of the attention in terms of debate anyway, publicly.
Right. Well, I support the producers. What causes nations and communities to thrive is production. And I also support giving people a hand up and hand out, but I don't know how much more they want us to give. 85% of the farm bill goes to the SNAP program. And, you know, I don't even know that Americans realize that only 15% of the farm bill goes to, you know, production agriculture, to the farmers. And, you know, if they keep pushing ag out, they aren't even going to be able to call it the farm bill. So I don't know what else they want. We need this to get across the line. This impacts our entire economy.